Welcome to Brabin's Park. My name is Fanny Marion Hudson, and I lived here when this area was a private estate. My father was a captain in the British Army, and I was born in Peshawar, India, in 1851. My father was killed in action, and when my mother died, I went to live with my grandmother, Anne Hudson, and my aunt, Maria Ann. We moved to Brabin's Hall in 1868. I was very happy here and lived at the Hall until my death, age 90. Things have changed quite a lot since my time, but there are still some features that survive from the past, including this unique iron bridge built in 1813. My great-great-uncle, Nathaniel Wright, purchased the Brabin's estate in 1800. Nathaniel was a wealthy coal miner who owned pits at Poynton and was a contemporary of Samuel Oldknow. Oldknow considered using cast iron for the construction of Bottom's Bridge near to his Mellor Mill, around the time Nathaniel moved to Marple, but chose the reliability of stone over this modern and relatively untried method. Cast iron was also considered for the Marple Aqueduct, but designer Benjamin Outram opted for an all-stone construction too. So it was that Nathaniel Wright became possibly the first in the Northwest to use this modern material for a bridge when he decided that he needed access to his estate over the River Goyt from the direction of what is now Compstall. At the turn of the 19th century, the Salford Ironworks was a substantial iron foundry operated by James Bateman and William Sherrett. Their association with Nathaniel began when they supplied him with a pumping engine for one of his coal mines in 1795. Sherrett was an engineer of considerable repute, and it is easy to imagine him telling his friend Nathaniel that he could build him a bridge of iron that would impress his peers. In 1813, he did just that, when he constructed the slender and elegant cast iron carriage bridge with a personalised W motif for Wright on his Brabin's estate. Despite sharing some similarities in design with several other cast iron bridges of the time, this is the only one of its kind known to have been built by the Salford Ironworks. Today, the Brabin's Iron Bridge is a listed structure of national importance. As the only known surviving cast iron bridge of its kind in the Northwest, it is now a unique example and is of particular importance because it has remained intact since its original construction without alteration or significant loss of fabric. The bridge survived in daily use with minimal maintenance until 1990, when a structural survey determined that it was at risk. In 1991, a Bailey Bridge was erected across it as a temporary measure, allowing it to remain intact until the funds could be found to conduct proper repairs. In 2001, a campaign for the bridge's restoration was begun by the Marple website, who were joined by Marple Local History Society in 2002. Later that year, a partnership was formed with Stockport Council to find ways to fund its restoration. In 2003, the group made a successful application to the Heritage Lottery Fund for a project planning grant. After considerable delays, not least due to the discovery of a 6-inch gas main that had been installed across the bridge in the 1980s, a scheme for the restoration was finalised in 2006. A second Heritage Lottery grant was awarded in 2007 and, with match funding raised with the help and support of the local community, the bridge's future was secured. Restoration work was completed in 2008 in good time for the bridge's bicentennial anniversary in 2013. This sound recording was created by the Carver Theatre for the Marple website and Stockport Council in October 2012. To visit the website for the Iron Bridge project, go to www.marple-uk.com/ironbridge.